the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, New York Mayor Ross Baraka has been arrested at a federal immigration detention center where he has been protesting its opening this week. Alina Haba, interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey, says Baraka committed trespass and ignored warnings from Homeland Security personnel to leave Delaney Hall, a detention facility run by private prison operator GEO Group.
We will not stand for anybody getting in the way of getting rid of criminals in this country. It's very simple.
Witnesses say the arrest came after Baraka attempted to join a scheduled tour of the facility with three members of New Jersey's congressional delegation. When federal officials blocked his entry, a heated argument broke out, according to an activist with the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice. It continued even after Baraka returned to the public side of the gates. Baraka is also a Democratic candidate for governor. Governor Murphy took to X, calling Baraka's arrest, quote, unjust, and called for his immediate release. And calling it a bold and challenging plan, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has unveiled a multi-billion dollar overhaul of the country's air traffic control system in the wake of recent deadly plane crashes and technical failures that have put a spotlight on the outdated network.
I think our country, our people, those who use the airspace, they deserve this moment in time to actually deliver an air traffic control system that's going to keep them safe, that's not going to have them delayed for 4 hours or their flights canceled, a system that works for them.
Duffy says the technology is being used and it's 50 years old. The plan has an aggressive timeline, calling on everything to be finished by 2028, although Duffy says it may take another year. Now, the Ru Insurance Business Report. President Trump is reportedly thinking about raising income taxes on wealthy Americans. Several media outlets say Trump is considering a tax hike to help pay for the larger tax breaks he enacted in 2017, which are going to expire next year. The new proposal would raise taxes on people who earn more than $2.5 million a year from 37% to just under 40%. Which is where they were before the tax breaks he passed in 2017. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 119 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will the sun be out this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. As promised, depending where you are, evening outdoor activities might fare okay as rain chances are going down and dry air moving in. As we look at this weekend, zero weather problems for you as we clear out, dry out, and warm up again. So, still a shower chance into the early evening hours here. Then we'll dry out with breaks in the clouds overnight. It's going to get chilly. You might need a jacket late tonight as lows dip into the upper 40s on average across the state. Tomorrow looks good. Early morning clouds give way to sunshine with a refreshing breeze. Highs tomorrow around 70. Mother's Day Sunday, even warmer. Sunshine 70 to 75. And we'll get more sunshine and more 70s for Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Berkeley Heights 55, Salem 59, Manalapan 58. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.